Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is James chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. James 5, 19 to 20. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. My theme for reflection is the truth that finds us. The truth that finds us. Have you ever tried to find your way back using memory alone? No GPS, no map, just your best guess. Many years ago, I insisted I could find my way back to a village church in a remote part of Cameroon because I remembered a tree near a house with goats. As you can imagine, that narrowed it down, not at all. I walked in circles for over an hour. Eventually, a young boy saw my confusion, grabbed my hand without a word, and led me right back. That simple act reminded me, being found is not always about your effort. Sometimes it is about someone else's faithfulness. James ends his letter not with a benediction, but with a challenge, a personal call to the community of faith. His closing words remind us that the Christian life is not a solo journey. People stray. Even those once strong in the truth may wander from the narrow path, sometimes without even noticing. But James does not end on despair. Instead, he reminds us that restoration is possible and very beautiful. James 5:19-20 places a holy burden on each believer. If anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, this is not just an observation, it is an invitation. Wandering is real, but so is return. Sin does not have to be the final word. God has written a better ending, and he calls us to be part of it. James Smith once wrote, "To be human is to be on the move, not always forward, sometimes off course, but grace is the compass that always points us home." That is the kind of grace James describes, not abstract doctrine, but grace in action through ordinary believers who choose to intervene, to care, and to notice. Turning someone back to the truth is no small act. James says such an act will save their soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. This echoes the heart of the gospel, that Jesus Christ alone saves, yet God allows us the privilege of participating in the rescue. Like myself in that story when I lost my way, and I did not argue or scold at a little boy, but quietly allowed him to lead me home. We are called to walk alongside those who have lost their way. Yet this work requires both courage and compassion. It is easier to talk about people who have drifted than to talk to them. It is easy to judge from afar than to reach out in love. But grace calls us nearer. This is not about playing spiritual police. It's about being gospel witnesses who reflect the patience of Christ. In many indigenous cultures, such as the Zulu concept of Ubuntu, I am because we are, the health of one affects the whole. James affirms that truth. The faith community is responsible for one another. To walk away from a brother or sister who is drifting is to deny our shared identity in Christ. But to draw near is to mirror the shepherd who leaves the 99 for the one. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, Who in your life has quietly wandered from the truth, and how might God be calling you to gently walk with them? Number two, have you been drifting yourself slowly, subtly, and what would it look like for someone to bring you home? And now our practical exercise. Today, write down the name of one person you know who seems distant from the truth of Christ, whether spiritually, apathetic, wounded, or wandering. Pray specifically for them. Then reach out not with answers, but with love, a message, a visit, a question that says, I see you. Let grace do the rest. Merciful God, you are the shepherd who never stops seeking, the friend who never stops forgiving, the Savior who never stops saving. Open our eyes to those around us who are weary and wandering. Give us boldness to reach and gentleness to restore. Keep us from straying, and if we do, send someone who will not give up on us. May our lives reflect the love that found us in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.